Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the best cannabis talk show on the planet. Joe, what do we got going on today?
Well, thank you, Craig. It's just you and I here, so I just want to thank you, everyone, for listening to the podcast, Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. Blue will be walking in here shortly. Craig is right here next to me, ready and prepped and loaded in shorts, I got to tell you today, which is odd.
It's 100 degrees outside.
It is hot. It's been hot. Welcome to summer, folks. Welcome to summer. And looking at you and your chanclas walking around, it just makes me happy, dog. Like I said, I looked at you and I walked outside. I was like, this is the best look you have. We always can look sharp, but when you're like dressed for borderline beach and just chill.
Right.
And you're at work as a lawyer, I love it. It's a good look. And the best part about today is Blue's eyes are almost back to being normal as he walks up to the
set. Right? No, sit on the one next to
right?
me.
Right? No, no, let him sit right next to you.
No.
I'm just saying, it's good to have Blue's eyes back. Those have been
not
on
all the way back, Joe.
You know what's crazy,
Craig? I liked with the eye patch better.
Yeah. The eye patch, and I let him put on my sunglasses earlier as we were outside having a smoke.
Which was crazy.
And I'm like, why did I do that? I'm so scared to put my glasses back on my face.
That was nuts.
You know what I mean? I was
just
like, what the fuck
shit.
Was I thinking? So I pissed all over my glasses, burnt them, did my torch on the nose part, melted it. I'll get a new melting, you know, for the nose part, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's all good. But we're all here, you guys. Thank you for listening to the podcast all around the world. And if you ever want to call us up, it's
800-420-1980.
Nice job right there.
800-420-1980.
Jeez, folks, it's like we really do a show around here. People remember things.
Nice.
You know, I just want to remind everybody about the G4 Live that's coming up at the beginning of October. That's going to be a great event. So if you want to come out there and hang out with us again, if you missed the first one, please come out there to Las Vegas. We had a really good time.
We did. It was great, man. It was great. It was a good show. We did a lot of educating and medicating.
So we want to thank everybody that went out there. For the next one, it's going to be even bigger and better. And Dime Industries, you know what time it is, right?
Dime time.
That's right. Dime time is the time, folks. So make sure you check out Dime Industries. And if you're looking for some good, good terpenes, of course, Terpene Warehouse for all your terpene needs.
Yes.
Thank you so much. As we get to the show right now, I want to get straight into some news, but I want to go first with this news because it's relevant to what just happened. Meaning, I don't know if you guys watched the fight this past weekend, but two people that have been on our show fought in the UFC this past weekend.
Yes.
The baby assassin, Moreno, was fighting for the title fight.
I didn't get to watch it.
Oh, he was so awesome. So he lost the first fight, and then he came back this time, trained for 6 months.
Well, he didn't lose the fight. Let me correct you. It was a draw. So it
correct.
Wasn't,
thank
it wasn't
you. You're
lost.
Right.
Because that's a big deal.
It is.
You know what I mean? He
you're right. Thank
the same
you for
guy.
Correcting me.
It was
you're
a
right.
draw. So we
and he
sure
came
out.
Back, trained his ass off, and submitted him in this choke. Just watching him because nice. I don't know if you're here for to meet him. I don't know if you're
I'm
here.
I'm not sure I was.
But what an overly nice, respectful young gentleman. He's the first ever Mexican Mexico-born UFC champion fighter. Yes. So it's the first time ever that someone born and raised in Mexico holds a title now.
Brandon Moreno!
And because of that, as I get chills right now, I'll never forget where I was watching this. And it sounds so stupid and ridiculous, but I'm laying in my bed, or excuse me, I'm laying in my daughter's bed, putting her to bed, and I have an earpiece in, and she has an earpiece, and we're watching the fight. And it was such a great fight, and she's watching, she's, oh, ah, ooh. And I'm like, babe, this is what they do. Just like you swim every day, and I'd probably get a cramp if I swim. They fight every day. So getting punched
every
like this
day.
Is what they're used to doing.
I do this to Joe. No matter where I am, I could be at a restaurant, and I look up, and I see them fighting, and I'm like, ooh, ow,
yeah.
Ow. I mean, I'll like, probably louder than I should, but it's like, that has got to hurt.
Well, you're a lot like my daughter, so it was cute like that, right? So she was like that, and I'm going, oh, and then she started going, oh, she started getting it. But the best part about watching this fight was the respect that they had at the end for each other. They hugged each other. The other guy picked him up, and he said, you know what? He won it this time, and he's the champion. And my daughter literally goes, oh, and I go, babe, that's what sportsmanship is.
Did you see the Denver game last night?
No, I didn't get to watch
it. Jokic, is that his name?
Jokic, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, where he gave a flagrant foul on one of the other
players.
I think it was, aren't they playing Phoenix?
Yes, Phoenix beat him out yesterday, right?
Did they end up beating him? I didn't watch the whole game. This was like third quarter, and he was frustrated and just came full wind up from behind, and he like caught him with his like forearm on the side of the head coming from behind.
Oh wow.
And they reviewed it for a long time, ended up giving him a flagrant two, which means two technicals and he's ejected. But as soon as they said he's ejected, he literally walked up on the court to the guy who he did it to and kind of gave him the pat and the respect and
Most guys walk off pissed off.
I fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, sorry.
But you know what?
Heat of the battle, dude.
That's good sportsmanship,
and
though.
And that's what they were touting it as today. You know, good sportsmanship is, and that's how it should be.
It is how it should be. So in the fight, he did that. And for those who don't know, after his first fight, he was giving all the credit to cannabis and CBD, saying how he was able to recover so fast and heal and do that. So big ups
that's
to
awesome.
You, Moreno, the baby assassin. And the other big thing about that fight, you guys, Nate Diaz fought. And, of course, he's a big fan of the show, and we're a big fan of his. And Nate Diaz openly smoked during the press conference.
Again.
Cannabis? Did he say hemp this time?
First time was hemp, of course. This time it was cannabis. Nate Diaz has always marched to his own beat, as we all know that. The Diaz brothers do that. It was in Arizona. I'll get to that right now. At UFC 263, the fighter certainly making a big impact again, this time by smoking cannabis at the press conference. Not only CBD, but an actual joint. The event was in Glendale, Arizona, where, of course, cannabis is legal for recreational use. And Diaz took full advantage of it, as he should. And it's quoted here, only issue with marijuana from the UFC is for Saturday's fight is don't show up impaired or under the influence. That's the way it should be for everything with cannabis.
I agree.
For football, for basketball, for all these players who want to smoke, you could smoke the day before to help heal and prep, whatever, whatever.
What if it helps you? Now, it's interesting.
That's a good
comment. How you read that statement. You know,
what is impaired?
What if it helps you and you're not impaired and you smoke right before?
You can see the punches coming better, right? Quicker.
Maybe.
I'm a little more
calm.
No, I agree with you, Craig. I'm not going to deny that. I actually felt
that.
So
is that enhancing then? Is that on the other spectrum? You can't use an enhancing drug.
You know, that's for the UFC to decide, and there's no way to measure that, unfortunately, either way. So I'm sure they can dab
or do something.
I mean, if
you're going to be impaired, like, yeah, you smoke before the fight, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't see this left hook coming, then fuck it. You got punched.
Right.
Well, but, you know.
That's the battle. I mean, it's like, some people might actually be a lot more
and
conscious.
Those are the idiots that get beat up.
Say about cannabis users, you're not going to use it if it's going to impair you in doing something. I mean, we know a lot of people. I mean, Blue. I mean, you don't necessarily smoke during the day like my brother and I because, you know, it fucks you up a little bit. You'll smoke at night or at a party or, you know, something where you don't.
Well, Pitt's over there asleep right now on the board. he's awake right now. Never mind.
But if an MMA fighter used cannabis and it impaired him, I sure as shit tell you he ain't going to use it before the fight.
And not only that, I don't think most fighters will or most basketball players. I don't think most people will at a professional level.
Right. As soon as they get done, boy.
And I think it should be fine, and that's a good thing.
I think there's a big, you know, misconception of people that don't know and that know, right? And that's where the learning curve, you know, will come into professional athletes, because if someone's coming into the industry and they're not understanding what cannabis does to them, but someone says, yeah, man, it makes me feel a lot better, I smoke before I go on the field, then that person might go, let me try it before they go on the field and find out that they're not 100 on the field.
Right, then they won't do it again.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I mean, it should
especially
be
when they get their clock
clean. It
should
clean. Be a practice thing if you want to, you know,
yeah,
someone's going to test it out.
Practice.
If you're a fighter, you're taking it before a fight when you're sparring with somebody, and you're going to see the difference. So
right.
Either way, I thought it was dope. The
That's
middleweight
awesome.
Champion, Israel Adesanya.
Did he win?
Nate lost and Israel won, but he couldn't believe the smell, which was dope. And when they asked Nate, what you smoking? He goes, that's Kill 4209, Diaz answered. And everyone's like, what is it? He goes, that's the chronic right there, baby. Well, we're finding out exactly what that is, as Diaz representative told MMA Fighting on Tuesday that Kill 4209 is his own strain of cannabis.
Of course.
Yes. Smart marketing for him right there.
Of
I wanted
course.
To give him the plug because I thought that was brilliant all the way around. And that's just the business we're in right now with everybody doing this. I find it to be key for him, as Nate already has his CBD company, Game Up Nutrition, and his own clothing line called Rep Hard. And of course, Diaz lost the fight, but he almost won it, folks, in the fifth round. He had 5 5-minute rounds. He got his ass kicked 4.5 of them. In the last minute and a half.
Because he's just...
Because the other fighter was that good. Okay. The other fighter's dope. Dopest. He's the number 3 or 2 contender in the world, right? And Nate Diaz took the fight knowing he's not the top contender, but he'll fight anybody.
Right.
Which
yeah.
is dope. I'll show up. Cool. And even Nate, after the fight, told him, whispered in his ear, he goes, don't let these motherfuckers tell you what you're worth. You get all the money you can from these dudes.
Nice.
Right? Because he's like, you deserve it. He clocked him. The thing I like about Nate, even though he's unorthodox fighting and this and that, he was doing this little stand down and coming back and coming and fighting. But he was getting beat. He had a big old gash, elbow cut over his right eye, bleeding everywhere in Nate Diaz style.
Oh, he was bad.
Another cut over his left head right here, bleeding everywhere. But he's a warrior, right? He reminds me of the old Latin fighters back in the day, right? And just one of these savages from the 209 representing. And I loved it. Loved watching him do his thing. And I love that he's out there and the fans love him. Dude, the crowd was just Diaz, Diaz. It was a very Latin crowd in Arizona, as the Moreno won, the first Mexican, you know, ever to do this. The crowd was going nuts. It was a great event to watch, especially coming off the Floyd bullshit fight that we watched, that boxing event.
I got not to watch it.
Yeah, well, this one right here, if you didn't see it, you missed a good one. See it on a review somewhere, because it was worthy of a good 25-minute fight, as I said.
20.
That
fight was and five, Moreno 10, was yeah. Who was the main event? Was
co-main event Moreno and another guy, right? So then Nate fought before the main event because it wasn't a title
who
fight.
Who was the main event?
The Baby Assassin was a co-main event with one other one. Yeah, because that was a title fight. He
that
won the championship title.
Yeah,
featherweight.
We need to bring him back.
Oh yeah,
he would love to too.
He's such a sweet
such
man.
A guy,
love
though.
Him. Him and his daughters were on the octagon afterwards. Just cool to see him. But seeing Nate afterwards give the respect to him afterwards too, even all bloody and everything else, was just a great one. And then, of course, to know that he's in there making cannabis as normal as can be.
Love it.
At the weigh-ins, everybody knows about it. Here's my brand. Go check it out. The following of the UFC, which is more shocking than not that the fans, I would think, would be a higher smoking crowd if we've done the story before, that they're not. But it was just a good one, and it's a story that's going green, making waves and news all in one, because
sure.
Nate Diaz pushing out his brand like that once again. Killer 4209. 429, you get it? 420, but the 209. So there's a pun there. So 420 is the 420, but 209 is his area code.
Yes.
I think it's brilliant, dog. Like, I really go, that's fucking awesome. You know, it's a really cool thing. So that's who's making waves. I got the ladies of Cannabis Talk 101. They look beautiful. They're coming
yes.
in. We'll be right back with the ladies of Cannabis Talk 101.
Woo!
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Cora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's VANTA.com/special.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101. Now it's time for the women of Cannabis Talk 101 with the skinny queen Janae Ault and Playboy Playmate Christine Smith.
Hi, welcome to the women of Cannabis Talk 101. It's the skinny queen. You can follow me at skinny queen Janae.
And I'm Christine Smith, and you can follow me on Christine's Fire.
And you are
the Vibin' with the women of Cannabis Talk 101.
What month is it, Christine?
My favorite month, and I think you know why.
Somewhere
over the rainbow,
dreams come true, and also gay people too, because it's gay pride, gay pride. I don't know why I'm singing like that, but it felt good.
Because you're excited. Like, I opened a whole CBD store just for the Pride community, which you were in with a swing and a throne. Because what is a gay Pride store without an actual swing and a throne?
She just said swing, and I said yes.
Never had sex on that damn swing, by the way. Official complaint filed.
Filed.
So, oh, wait. Store, that's probably good. Yeah. It's not open anymore. Don't worry.
So... gay pride, it touched my soul and heart this month, because a lot of the community that I look to and like us grow, we're all fighting for the same things. And I find like gay pride, or the LGBT pride, is a promotion of self-affirmation, dignity, equality, and increased visibility.
Oops, sorry about that. Smoke a little more cannabis.
Kingsha got your tongue?
cannabis got my tongue.
And for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, woo! Transgender, they added a bunch more too, but this is the first part of the story. So we got all those of the people in a social group is what makes the community, and it's this month, Christine.
And let me rephrase that, because you said what makes the community, because it does make the community.
It does make the community, and it breaks the community, because they've done a lot of things for this society and for themselves. And, you know, it started back in June 1969 when the riots.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry, continue. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Oh, riots, never mind.
Wait, but it is great.
I just heard the number, 1969. Hey, I had to laugh.
Listen, it's a great month. You know what I mean? But the riots happened there in New York City at Stonewall Inn, marked the biggest turning point for the fight for the LGBT rights. Police raided it at the gay bars, and it wasn't uncommon. It was like on a particular night, these members of the LGBT, that'll get your tongue twisted, I got to get this right, community decided to fight back. And you know what? It was an uprising that would launch a new era of an existence and a revolution. And
no, and it's about time. That's what I love about the gay community is, like, we're fighting for everyone's right. We want everyone to be created equal because we know what it's like to be, you know, kicked out for our family just for loving someone and all this. I love that you did the story, Janae.
Well, I just, could you imagine what it would be like back then when you're out, like, and you're in a drag outfit and heels and men are wearing makeup and wigs and they're fighting these cops for their rights. I mean, like, take that all in back then. And they didn't care. I mean, I would have been heels to the face for the rights if it comes down to it with it when it's cannabis, because some of us have done that.
That's a weapon. I mean, I see you think about that size 12 heel. I mean, I'd back down if I were a cop. I don't want to get hit in the head with one of those.
One of those stilettos to, like, your lights
yeah,
out.
Size 12 to the stiletto to the head. You're going down.
Like, I would take my wig, I would throw it, and then I would take my stiletto heel and watch.
See, I'm actually really good at, like, chilling, like ninja star stuff. So my heel, I'd be like, psh, and it'd be like, psh, psh, psh,
and
take out, like,
done.
Three of them, yeah.
And you'd just see these cops running. These bitches are crazy. They'd just be running
right,
away
just running
like
for
crazy.
Their lives. They're hitting us with high heels. This isn't fair. Let's hope that's what happened.
It was just, it really made me appreciate, like, what they were doing. They were fed up, right? They wanted change. They wanted their liberty. They wanted the acceptance. And it was just that turning point. And it makes me really think it's a lot of what we're doing in cannabis and a lot about, like, the fight that we're doing, because it's a stigma, too, a little bit, right, if you look
yeah,
at it?
Yeah, and people are still in jail. That's what I don't understand in the United States, where it's legal in so many states. Just let everyone out of jail and then just figure out how to get weed in legally. But it's like, if it's legal in one state in America, it should be legal. Everyone should at least be out of jail for cannabis. Off my soapbox. Go ahead.
Yeah, and just giving a shout-out to Master P, because he's got 520, and it represents all the people that are still locked up trying to get him out. And he wants that day to be dedicated to those and the prisoners that are still locked up. So, Master P, yeah, yes, we're giving it to you. I don't know why I'm talking like that, but back to you.
It sounded good. It looked good. It looked yes. good. It sounded good. Listeners, you can't see her, but she looks good doing it.
Yeah, so thinking about all of this, and it made me think about, like, what are we fighting for? What are we fighting for, Christine? Like, we're all in a community. We're all gathered to do something. We all started somewhere. And, like, this month is we're giving it up to gay pride and, like, them putting their heel down and, like, standing up for their rights and not giving up and forming an alliance and using this rainbow to represent what they truly are and all the angelic, wonderful, amazing, powerful things that they've done is, like, a good lead and thing that we should do in the cannabis space.
Well, yeah, like, a lot of people aren't really familiar with the gay community kind of think, like, oh, it's just a month. But there really is a lot of education that goes on. And, too, like, stigma that needs to get removed. And a lot of people are like, hey, it doesn't even make sense. How come, like, sons are kicked out of their homes for being gay, but everyone hides the pedophile? The pedophile in the family is always hidden, but, like, gay people are just kicked right out. Like, so it's like there needs to be, like, all the stigma removed. And too, when I've talked with brain doctors, like, it actually shows on a brain scan that men are born gay. Their brain is actually different. Like, it's not a choice. Like, it's truly not a choice. Just like straight people, it's not a choice. What?
I think Pitt said that's not true. Pitt.
It is. It totally is. No, I promise you, I can prove it. 100% it is. 100%.
So, thinking about all of this.
I played guinea pig with brain doctors for 8 months. There's so much I can tell you, Pitt.
Uh-oh, be careful. And you wonder if you listen to any of Joe Rogan's podcasts. He had one of this lady said that there's stuff in the water. Like, that can make people, like, you know, from their...
Probably. I think you're talking about the low levels of birth control.
Yeah. And, like, how that could be changing men and, like, how there is more metrosexual or how they're feeling or if all this stuff comes. This is on Joe Rogan.
Well, I've always thought, too, think about it, and this is what I thought before. So, on average, they said that a lot of times women who get pregnant on birth control still continue to take birth control for about 3 months until their actual pregnancy symptoms lets them know that they're pregnant. So think about it. If you're pregnant with a boy baby, right, and it's artificially fed all of these female hormones in birth control, I mean, that would have to affect the child.
100%, Christine. You're so smart. I can't even handle it.
I mean, like that. And then, like I said, when the, you know, boys are literally born, you know, with their brains, like, it actually shows on brain scans, boys. But it's interesting, they said not with women, though. So women, it doesn't show. Women, our brains show the same, I guess. Well, just because we're just, you know, better at everything. No, just kidding. But for some reason, it shows that men, it actually does show.
And if you think about this, like, this whole thing and this movement, and, you know, the question is weed gay?
Because you had a good story about this before,
about a whole like Mary Jane back in the day.
No, I want everyone to take that in. And you know what? Weed is whatever you make it. Because it's not the weed. It's, well, it is a weed, but it's the connection and the community and what that stands for and what that fight is for and all of us united to become one. And, you know, how close are gays and cannabis? So while Leafy's latest article, they said today the majority of Americans support both rights of queer people and comprehensive cannabis legalization, 76% of Americans say they are pro-LGBTQ, while 68% of Americans support cannabis legalization. Whoa. I think it should be 100% across the board. Let's do it. It's going to happen. You want to know why? You can't stop it. Won't stop it. It's not going to stop. And we're going to keep preaching until the top, because this is Cannabis Talk 101. And Christine, what do you have going on in your life? Because you have this big bus going around doing God's work, good work, the green work.
Yeah, so all around OC this weekend, you guys probably saw our Cali FX double-decker party bus. Super exciting, roaming around, coming to all the dispensaries. So do you have any more? Now that trade shows are opening up, have you been hearing of more like parties or events? I'm like speaking of like all the gay community, which is fun and exciting because they have a lot of great stuff going on in West Hollywood.
Yes, this month is a celebration, and it's also we get to reflect and we get to give our support and just be there. And I wish we could have their parade. I don't think that they're going to have it in Santa Monica. But anyone that's listening, I'm telling you, you know, we could put up, the flags, the rainbow flag to represent what, you know, what their all mission is, because that's what it is. It's support, you know.
Yes, no, I totally agree, because I know anytime I see that rainbow flag, I definitely stop in to show support and have fun.
And it's about, like, even in the cannabis space, right? We got our green, leaf that we put everywhere. We wear proudly, and that's our community. Well, this flag, it represents what they're about, and I think that we need to start doing that as a community and as a whole nation. And that says, that's like spread widely. Like, do you look at the streets that have Black Lives Matter everywhere? Look at how like massive that word and what it should mean stands out there. Let's get that flag this month out there proudly too.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I always loved about the cannabis flag is every time I would travel, you know, I traveled when I was a playmate, like all over alone, and I would just go wander, and I'd always look to find a bar with a rainbow flag because I knew I could walk in. Because think about it, it's very few times you can go to a bar alone and just know no one's going to bother you, no one's going to hit on you, you're going to have fun, you're going to be accepted. So it's like, I love that that's all the rainbow flag represents, is like everyone is supposed to be accepted and welcome and freaking love you.
Yes, and this is a wonderful month. We just want to give a shout out. And Cannabis Talk 101, we support all of everything that everyone's doing, because it's a message from the soul, the heart, and what they represent. And that's what we stand for here at Cannabis Talk 101, women in cannabis. And giving a shout out to Skinny Weed, because it's been helping me right now to keep my munchies down. And let me just tell you, it's been a little up and down road with depression. You know, everything changes, goes up and down. And to have something that like keeps you in check, it's been really, really, really great. And I know, Christine, you have that wonderful Shape Vape doing amazing thing.
Yeah, that's crazy. Sabrina, that works for us, is down 25 pounds now with the Shape Vape tincture, the CBD one even.
That is wonderful. Keep that all going, flowing, because we care about you. It's all in wellness. We're all here for you. And
speaking of looking good and sexy, I think we're about to go back to you, boys.
Thank you for listening to the Women of Cannabis Talk 101 with the skinny queen, Jhené Aalt, and Playboy Playmate, Christine Smith.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Have you made the switch to Knix? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from Knix. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from Knix are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try Knix. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to Knix. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's knix.com.
Take a hit, get lit, sit back and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101 live in the mix. Thank you, Christine and Janae from the ladies of Cannabis Talk 101. It's always a pleasure.
It's actually weird because the women speaking on gay and cannabis, I don't know. It's kind of cool. I just like when they talk about things like that openly. It is Pride Month.
It is Pride Month.
And it's good. You know what? And we support everyone.
Well, you know what? I've been reading a bunch of articles on that lately because of Pride Month and... You know, the LGBTQ community really was behind a lot of the
cannabis in general to start off.
Well, yeah, because of the
They're
AIDS.
Behind a lot of
no,
things, man.
It tied into the AIDS epidemic.
Right, because it helped so much.
With AIDS 30
well,
years
so,
ago.
So let me circle
and
on that, to that.
And now, from what I've been reading, and I haven't done a lot of research into it, but you mentioned that the ladies of cannabis talked about it, is that the cannabis space is kind of leaving them behind a little bit.
Well, I don't know if that's completely true because, you know, we're on Clubhouse and we're in a lot of different, you know, organizations where we all support them. But there are certainly, I mean, probably movements that are getting missed. But to go back to what you were saying is how cannabis became legal here in the United States is super important. In 1994, 1995, there was a huge AIDS epidemic and it was really bad. And, you know, they were getting medicine, the people that had AIDS, and a lot of them were what they would call queer at the time. And so that's the new term for it, right? I mean, that's what I'm hearing. So long story short is that they are using the medicines, and the medicines weren't giving them an appetite. And so they went into court and they fought for the cannabis communities. And the reason it became medical.
Well, Dennis Perone was behind that.
The reason it was medical cannabis is because the AIDS patients needed cannabis in order to eat and have a better diet. So they were the first.
That's how Prop 215
in 1996. And that's where Prop 215 came in and it became legal cannabis. So really, I mean, when you look at the war on cannabis, they're on the front line. So
absolutely.
It's good that they did that. It's great that the women point all that out and did all those stories on there. So that being said, though, Craig, what do you got for cannabis news?
Well, and this is another study. It's a federal study, and there's been several like this before, but they keep coming out that no changes in youth marijuana use trends following legalization. The findings make it clear that cannabis access can be legally regulated for adults in a manner that does not inadvertently impact young people's habits. So the whole reefer madness that if you legalize cannabis, the kids are going to all be getting it and running up and down.
Everyone's
going to
be stoned.
Everybody's going to get
absolutely
it.
Absolutely wrong.
The sky is falling, and study after study show that there is absolutely no increase. And in fact, I know I have read articles before where there's actually a decrease. Because once something's legal, I mean, come on, Blue. When we were young, if it was legal, we didn't want to do it. We only wanted to do it if it was illegal.
Yeah, it made it funner. Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
Oh, right.
I shouldn't be doing this.
So the you know, the want to do it goes down when it's legal. And it's just crazy that this is still being debunked after all these years that, and all the states that have opened up, that teen use and underage use is not skyrocketing, that it's actually gone down.
It's just sad that the propaganda out there of this has so many reefer madness folks still believing it. And this is such a big thing for everyone. I don't care if you're white, black, Mexican, other, because I know for myself, the Latin culture was, ay, Dios mío, mío, the cucuy, that's the devil. That, you know what I mean? So it wasn't like, even though the Latins had a big, you know, push in bringing this to legalization, especially here in California, let alone all over the world, but there was still a big part of the Latin culture, and still is a big part of the Latin culture, that sits there, no, mijo, no mota, no marijuana.
Well, it, not only that, but in the Asian communities, Indian,
no, you know what's funny?
Arabic. Blue. I mean, you know, a lot
and
of
then
these
some
families...
of them, the Indians, speaking of the Indian community, they look at those herbs as good natural herbs. And I'm talking from American Indian to Indians from India.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like both of those, it's my point is it's not, it's everyone has a bunch of people who don't believe in
it's
it from
every
all
culture.
Cultures. Yeah.
It's every culture.
That's my point, is
sure.
All cultures still believe in it. It's not just one.
I got hired to go pitch a city for some guy. And he wanted to talk. There was a couple council people there. I won't say what city it is, but they were of Asian descent. And my client was Asian. And he said, so I go to this meeting, and there's this old Asian councilman. And he was the guy carrying the anti-weed posters and you know, all that kind of shit. And then all of a sudden, he's using creams on his knee. He's using creams on his shoulder. He probably might get some money out of this deal. I didn't get too much into it, right? But yeah. But during the conversation, I was telling him how medically it works, and we could get patients to come in to city council. Because he's asking me, how do I change every, you know, I used to carry the sign anti-weed. Now I'm for it. How do I get my colleagues to agree with me? And he was trying to come up with a way like to get out of the, you know, 1,000-year, you know, of being anti-weed. And I had to explain to him, if you want, we could bring in 20 patients in wheelchairs.
Yeah.
And everything to show that this is really medical, if that's the angle you want to use to get it into your city. Because that's what a lot of cities did at first. They said, okay, we're going to agree to medical, but not adult use. That way they could justify the medical part of it and letting it happen in their city. Now, all cities pretty much, not all of them, but most of them, once adult use came out, they said, okay, you can do both adult use and medical at the same store. There are some cities still that they only allow medical. And it actually is hurting those stores. Those cities don't get it because someone doesn't need to go get that recommendation. They can
sure.
just go somewhere else and get the and get their cannabis.
It's funny how that anecdotal evidence comes to those who don't believe in a way of, oh, my God, I got this pain. And especially when, like, for myself, folks, like, you know, I've been sober for 22 plus years, and in my sober community, in the AA rooms and the NA rooms, it was frowned upon, right?
Man.
Frowned heavily.
Has to be.
And
now,
now it's still, and it still is, don't get it twisted, right? But there's a lot of cats that I know that, especially for myself, going, no, I use the cream, use this oil, try this, try that. You know, look at, why would you want to do these pills when you just try this? It's not going to give
and
you
for
this
you,
cycle.
It doesn't even get you high.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point, right? But for a lot of people in these stigma areas, especially when it comes to sobriety, they don't even want to put a cream on their body that
right.
has some THC in it, knowing that there's no way in hell you're going to get any type of mental, emotional effect on it. It's just
right.
going to heal it like a vaped Bengay,
well,
so to speak,
right?
From the athletes that used to use Bengay.
Like
exactly.
But this comes from training, Joe. Like, you know, a lot of people get training
within
the home.
That's okay, mental training.
Yeah, within the home. And it's...
No, but the doctors...
No, it's like racism, though. If you grow
that's
up
a good
in
one.
If you grow up in a house where
cannabis
everybody
like
hates
racism.
A certain race, that's what usually it is. And maybe that child, that the younger one that comes up, may see it later and go, wait a minute, but my friend, you know, Jose is Mexican and my other friends.
No, we don't like Mexicans. They're too aggressive.
Yeah, and so their
my
mental,
father-in-law said about me. Another story for another show.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Another topic.
Oh, 100% true. So once again, another
they're
topic
too
for another show.
You're like, which one, me or the other one? I don't know. You know, I'm not
that's
that
the other Lopez, homeboy, not this one.
No, but again, that training in the home, and sometimes that training's for the good, right? I mean, there's families out there, but that same family though will train their kids to take opioids when they break their leg, which is incredibly crazy.
And yeah. That, but or get well, all but drunk at a party and start fighting.
But the training,
no, the problem is it a lot of it starts with the medical providers, the doctors,
correct,
and the counselors. Some of these counselors are so hell bent on you can't come in here to this alcohol night if you smoke weed. You're on something. You can't be on anything, and you can't be here. Or therapists, like my brother, went to somebody, and they said,
kicked him out.
He
for
said,
cannabis,
yeah. He said, I'm not going to quit smoking weed.
We told that story
on
a podcast.
I'll stop drinking alcohol, but I'm not going to stop smoking weed. Smoking weed doesn't lead me to drink alcohol.
Ironically, this past weekend, I had a chance to speak to a buddy of mine who opened up a clinic in Mexico, and it's this whole health clinic where helps you get you off opioids and heroin and this and that, and he's had a high successful rate, and he just created this new video, which I can't believe I didn't share it with you guys over the weekend, so you could see this video that was well produced on what he does with hyperbaric chambers and all
yes.
plant-based diet and all, and he just changes your way of living to get you off all these things, right? And he has all these tools, and he's no doctor, but he's been from the homeless. His brother committed suicide from opioids, and I was a sponsor at one point and this and that, right? And until this day, he's done, his name is Johnny the Healer, and he's done phenomenal things, and I got the chance to talk about cannabis. So do you use the cannabis plant? He goes, I love the cannabis plant. He goes, the problem with it is some of my patients' parents get so pissed off at me for using some CBD or some cannabis
on their
spouse or child because, you know, that's another drug. And he's like, no, but this is a plant-based medicine right here where we can use this.
I believe we'll have to ask somebody, but I thought I'd heard somebody say that. I mean, you could eat a bud and it's not going to get you high.
You know,
it's got to be activated. Well, it has to be like
combusted.
It has to be combusted, or when they activate it in food, they cook it a certain way and melt down a certain way that activates it. So they don't understand that either.
Here's a thought, just so you know, maybe it was placebo, right? But I mean, I've ate like an eighth of cannabis by necessity, right?
I did that once.
You had to hide it, get away.
I got high as shit. I thought I was high as hell. But you know, and everybody, and years later, I didn't find out that you can't get high that way. But I was.
You couldn't have told you that at the time,
dude,
huh?
There's
why
no
do you think
way.
They have placebo shit, man?
No, that's what I'm saying. And maybe it was placebo.
When I played football, Pop Warner football, they had
tough as nails right there.
Tough as fucking nails.
Yeah.
They would give us a little sugar pill. I found out later.
To get you hyped.
If you get hurt or something. You know, you get banged around or something. Here, take this. And it was like, ended up being, I found out years later, there was a sugar pill. You take it and, oh, I'm good now. Let's get out there.
I feel great, Bubba. Tough as nails. Here he comes.
It makes you hype.
Number what?
What number were you again? I love that podcast.
89, I believe.
What number was Joe? Quick question.
I have no idea.
Come on.
I don't even remember mine.
You don't know my football number?
Come on.
You know
69?
No.
52.
Joe
my
Grande,
brother
52.
Pitt.
Oh, I should know that. That's
exactly.
On
it's, on,
email.
It's on everything of mine. Joe Grande 52 is everything for me. And
what
I go,
was mine?
I'm the L. Bundy 33.
Whoa. Good memory.
Of course. I'm a football guy. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, number 33.
Well, you guys, that wraps up the show for today. I hope you all love it.
And if no one else loves you, we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.